it has added a lot more inventory to the market, which was critical, and we still need it, and it has served a critical role in that regard.
Work continues in the Tallgrass Edition in Hays, bringing additional homes to area residents. Grow Hays Executive Director Doug Williams stops by to share the latest on this episode of the Post Podcast. We want to start with this. You had your big anniversary party, celebration, whatever you want to call it, Wednesday. How'd that go?
It went great. We had a great turnout, and it went really well. Great celebration of 5 years at Brief Space. Amazing how fast time goes by, but we had a great turnout, and it went very well.
Excellent. Yeah, I always like talking about Brief Space, because what a cool concept you guys have down there, and as we talked about last week a little bit, so very needed.
It is. It serves an important role in the community and for office away from home, temporary office, whatever the case might be, a place for people to use meeting rooms and audiovisual capabilities, their podcast station, just things that they wouldn't have normally. So it's a great facility, and we talked about the Hansen Foundation, who made it possible, and a lot of others who have contributed to it. And so it was a great celebration for a great space.
Excellent. Now we just have to plan for next year, right?
Well, at least maybe 5 years from now.
Oh, 5 years. Do a 10. Okay. Fantastic. Well, let's move on to this. We want to talk a little bit about the Tallgrass Edition. We haven't really talked about this in a while. There's a little activity out there and some other things going on that you kind of want to clarify, right?
Well, yeah. In terms of an update, you know, this is Heart of America's Tallgrass Edition, which is east of the NCK Technical College. We are well into phase two. Phase one, which consisted of 36 homes, is built out. I think there are two homes that are not occupied right now that are wrapping up. And so in the next 30, 60 days, all 36 homes will be occupied. There are 9 homes under construction in phase two that have either basements in them or slabs. And so they're proceeding. And then we will be hopefully improving the street, the Wheatland Drive, to the north of 22nd that goes into NCK Tech. And we've got 12 lots along there have been sold to a contractor who's going to be building homes along there sometime. As soon as we can get the street in there, which we're hoping would be this fall sometime. You know, I'm the eternal optimist, and I keep thinking that we could get that done this fall. Hopefully we will. It's going to be an asphalt street, so you have a limited window before it gets too cold. They can't do asphalt once it gets too cold. So we've definitely got a time frame we have to hit. But the development has gone just extremely well, exceeded everybody's expectations, and the homes out there continue to be in very, very high demand.
Yeah, I was going to say, it's really exciting for me to see, you know, that was a field, what, 2 years ago?
Yep.
And now people are moving in. You see the kiddos out on the streets playing. There's, you know, activity. It's turned into a whole little neighborhood there, and I love to see that. I wonder if you want to talk a little bit about, before we move on to this other point, when that got started, there was a lot of hiccups in construction. We were just getting off pandemic and lots of materials and pieces that couldn't be sourced. Is that starting to smooth out, or are they still running into those problems?
It has smoothed out somewhat. You know, we had problems with phase two. We had a 12 to 14 month lead time on transformers. Midwest Energy did. And so they came in a little bit quicker than they were anticipated. And I don't think the lead time is as long on those. And, you know, the ability to get other types of material, you know, rebar for the streets and that type of thing. All those things were supply chain issues in the first phase and second phase. But most of that stuff has worked its way out. So I think we're kind of hitting on 7 out of 8 cylinders now. We still have, it's still a challenge locally to get things built because of the high demand for subcontractors. You know, they just have more work than they can get to. So framers, drywallers, whomever it might be, it's they're in very high demand. So it's hard to get those people lined out and to build at any kind of volume, which is what it's all about out there. You know, when you're building one at a time, which is traditionally how we built homes in Hays for the most part. Most contractors have just done one at a time. Well, this is 4, 5, 6, 7, 8 at a time. And that's a lot different model of operation. So ideally you would finish it, put a basement in on one, start next door. And while they're building, putting that basement in, the framers on the house, you just put the basement in and it just continues along. But there's a lot of hiccups along that path. And that just lengthens out the time it takes to build a home from what maybe should be 120 to 150 days, takes it up to 6 to 9 months. And so just a little bit more challenging to get them done. But the contractors have done a great job out there. As I said, demand has been terrific, and it's a great development.
You know, moving into this other thing, I wonder if you want to talk a little bit about who are we seeing move out there? Is it a lot of young families? Is it older folks? Is it first home buyers?
You know, it's a great question. In phase one, I did a little polling, and it was about a third, a third, a third. A third were new people to the community that had just were moving to town. A third were people who were downsizing out of a larger home and going into a smaller home. And then a third were people who were moving up from an existing home into a new home. So if you think about that, that's roughly 36 homes. That meant that because of that development, not only it provided homes for 36 people, but it also put 24 other homes on the market, whether they would be higher or lower price, depending on the individual's circumstances. But it has added a lot more inventory to the market, which was critical, and we still need it. And it has served a critical role in that regard. And hats off to Heart of America for making that happen.
Yeah, I'd love to hear that. And, you know, it really what we talked about over the last couple of years is the market got so tight was what we really needed was that kind of liquidity in the housing market. We got down to, gosh, under 10 houses for sale in Ellis County at one point.
We did. I think in February of 22, we were down to just very, very little inventory. And that's improved a little bit in part because of this, in part because of raising interest rates and that kind of thing. But we still, just based on the demand in that particular development, we still have a critical need for housing and that type of housing. So I think that those guys are going to be able to just keep on going as for the immediate future. You know, I don't see any end in sight for that type of home. To be able to buy a home for $225,000 or $235,000, brand new, three-bedroom, two-bath, two-car garage home, that doesn't exist in very many places.
Yeah. And it's not just the purchasing market. It's also the rentals, right? Which we want to talk a little bit about this as well. Some of those houses in that addition are being rented out, right?
There are a few. I think there's three in that first 36 that have been sold to investors who are renting them out, or the contractors may have kept them. And we've had some concern about that from people out there that they thought that was a rule that you could not buy those and rent them out. And that was never the case. We had basically four or five requirements from the builders. We sold them the lots. Heart of America sold them the lots at a reduced price in exchange for them committing to not price the house at more than $225,000, to build at least 1,000 square feet or more. They've all been quite a bit more than 1,000 square feet, and to have a two-car garage because the streets are narrow and we'd like to get as many cars off the street as we can and onto driveways. Had to have an asphalt shingle roof. I mean, there weren't many requirements. So, and the builders are the one taking all the risk. You know, they're the ones putting their money out there and building this house. So we were not going to tie their hands as to who they could sell it to. And so a couple have sold to investors. But the bottom line is there are people who come to town and need some place to live. And if they can rent a three-bedroom home with a two-car garage, terrific. I mean, we are adding inventory to the market, whether it be for sale or for rent, and the development is meeting its purpose in doing that.
Excellent. Yeah, I think about back to my time when I traveled a lot more, moved around quite a bit. Yeah, like if the house wasn't available to rent, that's just as bad as not being able to buy a house. And there's some situations where you don't want to buy, you just need to rent.
Absolutely. There are people who are not going to be here for a long time. They don't want to go through the process of having to acquire and then having to dispose of a home. If they can rent one, that works better for them. And so we need to meet that need as well. And there are a few out there that are doing just that.
Well, Doug, we've got less than a minute left, but we want to share an update from the Micro Factory as well. You got some more activity going on down there, right?
We do. They're pouring concrete, and pretty quick they're going to be putting up steel, and you're going to see it coming up out of the ground. So we're gaining on it bit by bit, but you know, steady as she goes, and I think we'll see. Probably the end of this month, we'll start seeing some steel girders erected and start seeing some activity going vertical, as we call it, which is exciting because prior to that, everything that's going underneath, you know, plumbing, electrical, all the stuff that's underground, you don't really see that. But when they start putting up steel girders and that kind of thing, that's when you can really get an appreciation for what's going on out there.